This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military says it found the bodies of three hostages in Gaza. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
French police shot dead an armed man who set fire to a synagogue in the northwestern city of Rouen early on Friday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
French police shot dead an armed man who set fire to a synagogue in the northwestern city of Rouen early on Friday. Officers opened fire when the assailant threw an iron bar at them and threatened them with a knife as he left the building. The synagogue had smoke billowing from it, a Rouen city official said. The fire has since been brought under control. The synagogue's rabbi, Shmuel Lubecki, said he was left in great shock after the attempted arson attack, adding that his wife was present at the time. The synagogue suffered extensive damage, including to its furniture. But no one was harmed, said the city mayor.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.